Previously on Extra Life Radio.
Just mention my name.
It seems I have finished defecating.
No, yes, no, maybe.
No.
Chris, you want to come to my sort house of for some popsicles?
Oh, I'd kill me a cat.
Well, hello, Mr. Boner. Let me shake your hand, and I'm Scott. Sergio Vallejo Fallatio Lopez. I love you, but I love this.
Solomon Grundy agrees.
Solomon Grundy smell bad.
Tingle with glee.
Here's a chance to show my boobs.
I want to be that big when I'm 60.
This contest has been approved by Oh. I'm seriously concerned about Japan. There's a guy taking a dump in a rusty barrel. For now, society accepts the fact that this guy craps.
Basically, this newfangled stuff has really got me perplexed.
How can you not love a drunk monkey?
This is Extra Life Radio.
Extra Life Radio, more fun than punching grandma in the kidneys.
Welcome back to Extra Life Radio. That's ELR if you are challenged when saying full words. Welcome back to the show, everybody. I'm Scott Johnson. How's it going? But this is show 154, by the way. It is Thursday. This is our new show night. For those who aren't in the know, this is now 3 weeks old. Freaking get used to it. Thursday, October 4th, 2007. And we're right here, right back, ready to go. With me is Brian from MissionDeep.com and ComicsCoastToCoast.com. How's it going?
Hi. How are you?
Not good, eh?
I'm so excited to be here.
Very robotic of you. Oh, good. Let's do the whole show very monotone-ish.
Absolutely. Yes. No, I'm excited about being on the show tonight. I've been a little bit nasally.
Oh.
All this week. Yeah, I got boogers in my nose.
Got a little sickness going around there down to the South Carolina, or what's your deal?
A little bit of sinus stuff going on.
Oh, that's good times.
Yeah, don't feel too bad except for the big ear infection I got. Besides that, I feel great.
Now, let's spend no time, or let's not delay introducing the birthday boy. Oh! He's not here.
Oh, no. Birthday boy O.
Yeah, birthday boy O, who turned 28 today, is at a birthday party for him with friends, presumably the alter egos or the real versions of the people in his comic, which is frightening to realize. And he did tell me this earlier in the week. He wasn't sure when he'd be here. He's going to try real hard to be in the show. I see he's not in yet, but we will add him the minute we see him. Ironically, we have birthday wish audio voicemails.
Excellent. And also, I would like to say happy birthday, O.
Yeah, me too. Happy birthday, O. I know you'll never listen to this because you hate the sound of your own voice, but even then, I think you hate the show anyway. So you won't even hear it, and you'll have no idea what we're saying. But maybe we'll talk you into it. This is me in the past. Anyway. Hopefully, all will listen to it because we have a few people who piped up and wanted to say, you know, happy birthday to the little guy.
Love to the old guy.
We love O.
Quickly, we have a chat room. We do that sometimes. It's full of people.
Oh yeah,
all kinds of peeps.
Are we still on the front page of Ustream?
I'm sure that we are currently. Maybe we're not. Are we? You better check. I don't want to blow the audio here. You better look for it.
Yeah, I'll go looky.
Yeah. Speaking of 28 days later. Anyway, I just saw a banner. Okay. Back to what I was saying. I'm a little distracted. Oh, I got to say a big thanks to everybody in the chat room. We have a nice crowd here forming. This is presumably a few of you that would normally listen to Jawbone Radio while they're recording live are here instead. And so... Job
excellent.
On. Thanks you. Anyway, it's good to see you all here. I got to give a special thanks to Krypton, not the planet, or the short of... Well, yeah, anyway, I got to thank Krypton, and here's why. He sent me two things. One, word that he is up at like 4 in the clock in the morning. 4 in the clock.
Wow.
That's pretty late, don't you think, Brian?
That is way late.
Yeah, I say
that's almost next day morning.
Yeah, I wouldn't even stay up for us. Who cares?
who wants to be in this mess. But anyway, it's good to have him here. But he also sent me something that I'm having a hard time finding, and that's really great. He sent me the Captain Planet theme.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah, I can't find it. Captain Planet, where are you, buddy? Oh, there it is. Okay, let's listen to this just shortly, shall we? Just a little Captain Planet. Nothing wrong with that.
Wind, water,
hot, go planet!
By your powers combined, I am Captain Planet.
Captain Planet, he's our hero. Gonna take pollution down to zero. He's our powers magnified, and he's fighting.
Sounds like the closing credits song in like a Eddie Murphy movie from the 80s or something.
I can see that.
Yeah. So did you ever watch Captain Planet? Did you get into that at all? Do you think that was at all remotely interesting?
No, that was kind of after my time. I never really watched Captain Planet. But I would tell you now that if O was here, he would rag on the fact that Captain Planet, his only weakness is pollution.
I remember us talking about that before. Listen, though, here's what's great about Captain Planet, or at least this is what I think is great. Back in the day when it was on, I was under the distinct impression, and I swear somebody in the know told me this, but I swear somebody told me Tom Cruise was Captain Planet, like did the voice.
That is so funny. I was just thinking that someone had told me the same thing.
Is it one of those, like, it's total crap? Yeah, it's probably some urban legend or something.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, if anyone can confirm that, that would be great. Somebody in the chat room says it's Phil Collins. I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure it wasn't Phil Collins.
Moby says Tom Cruise is Captain Scientology, which is even better. Anyway. Yes, we are on the front page of Ustream, so big thanks to those guys for showcasing the show.
Yes, we are.
Let's move on. Okay, let's get the birthday stuff out of the way. Well, maybe we should wait until O gets here, maybe. I don't know. What do you think, Brian? Let's decide this on the fly. What do you think?
Let's just do it.
All right, we're doing it. If you ever wanted to hear what it was like to have happy birthday said to you in, what language is this?
Klingon?
No, it's in, Finnish, I guess? Yeah, Finnish. Then you now will understand how that sounds. Here it is. Check it out.
Good day, Extra Life Radio. This is Minsk. I am calling to wish a happy birthday to Obsidian in Finnish. Obsidiani. Hyvää 28. syntymäpäivää. Onneksi olkoon. Hey, hey.
All right, I rest my case about the Finnish.
Wow.
That place is... I couldn't survive there. I know a lot of them, most of them know English, but boy, I couldn't listen to that for too long.
That was awesome.
Yeah, they make Nokia phones there.
Do they now?
Yeah, they do.
they do. It's true.
I've never quite understand... I understand it's Finland, and therefore a language is referred to as Finnish, kind of like Turkey has got... Do they speak Turkish?
I would think so.
What do they do in Turkey? Is it just Arabic? I don't even know what it is.
Only one I've never understood is where Sebastian comes from. Switzerland.
Yeah.
No, he's not Switzerland.
Is he in Switzerland? No, he's in...
No, he's not Switzerland.
What is it?
He's going to get me for saying that.
Is he Dutch? What is he?
Dutch, yeah.
Okay.
He's Dutch.
He's from Holland or something.
Yeah.
Netherlands.
Netherlands. I always want to say that. I always want to go... Was he's you know, where's he from? He's from Dutchland. What the crap?
Yeah, we lump those guys all into one big Scandinavian ball and call it good.
Yeah.
But anyway, Icelandic is really tough for me. All those languages are cool, but I don't get them, dude. Man, even German is so. I don't know. Every time I hear German, I feel like running away. Like I should be scared of that. Anyway, so thanks for that. That was very nice. A Finnish happy birthday. We also got this one says happy birthday. Oh, feliz campaños. Cumpleaños. Anyway.
And recognize that one.
Yeah, this sounds like it might be Spanish here. Let's check it out.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Obsidian. Happy birthday to you. Que los cumplas feliz, que los vuelva a cumplir, que los siga cumpliendo hasta el año 3000.
Wow, that was nice.
Did I catch Nintendo in there?
That's what I said. Super Nintendo Chalmers?
Nintendo.
I'm pretty sure that the first part was English. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was English.
Absolutely.
I'm damn good at English. as it were. Let's move on to one more. This is a
I picked a different.
you would argue that, would you? Yeah, thank you very much. ELR, what is this? Oh, is this just a happy O song? 30 seconds of presumably more singing. I haven't cleared this one, so hopefully it contains nothing terrible. Anyway, here it is.
Let's see. Play it.
Well, I'm assuming this is the Gob line, and this is Beanie. I just wanted to wish O a happy birthday, and I have a song for you. Oh, happy, happy birthday, dear Obsidian. Listen very closely. I won't sing this again. I like it when you tell us your cat's food in your home. And I love that sound that Scott plays when you say dildo. So one last happy birthday tear to the man named O. And good luck in the future with your baby del fuego. Wang of fire. Happy birthday.
Wang of fire. Sweet.
Wang of fire.
That was great. Thank you. I hadn't checked that one, but I'm almost glad I didn't. It was fun to hear it like fresh like that, like right off the top. We got a call from Samantha Jane. Nothing to do with birthdays. I'm not sure what she's talking about here. Listen to this.
Scott, it's me, Samantha Jane from the forums, and I'm sad that I didn't get on. But anyway, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
She's sad that she didn't get on.
Ah, like the train, on the show after the show, like last week.
The phone calls. Oh, that was it. Thank you, Brian. Maybe I could have asked you that one before the show, and I would have saved myself some trouble. Good Lord. All right. Dalton sent this in. I'm just ripping through calls, if that's all right with you.
Do it.
Okay, we just got a lot this week. I don't know what happened, but everybody called in this week.
I love hearing from everybody. It's great.
I do, too. We don't do this enough. This is something from Dalton about Len.
Scott, it's Dalton. Hey, you know, I'm sitting here re-listening to the podcast yesterday, and I realized that now that you're recording on Thursday night, the same night that Len records, you can no longer have him as a guest on your show. Smooth move, X-Lax. That's just genius. All right. Have a great week. Bye.
All right. He makes a good point. If we ever want to have Len on the show again, we're going to have to switch a night or something.
Well, maybe that's the reason why we did do it to Thursday.
Oh.
Maybe we have a little bit of secret, you know, whatever. Man-hate.
Man-hate for the Filipino over there at the Len jawbone. Let me tell you this. We love Len, don't we?
Yeah, we do. What has he done for us lately?
Yeah, I would ask you that in the voice of what's her name on American Idol? I can't think of her name. Paula Abdul. I would say, what have you done for me lately? Sorry. That song sucked. Let's all take a moment of silence. But Len, I can't talk tonight. What the hell's wrong with me? I've eaten 4 Kit Kats. That's my problem.
I'm going to start calling Len Ken whenever he's on the show. I think that'll be fun.
Someone in the chat room is concerned that I might start quoting Milli Vanilli, but you have no worries there. Anyway, the deal with Len is we love Len. He's been one of our favorite guests of all time. I think highly of him, of his show, of his wife. She's about ready to have a baby. You may not hear him much on Jawbone actually coming up here soon. He'll have 6 kids to worry about, but we'll work something out. We'll get him on. We love Len.
Oh, yeah.
Len's
absolutely
awesome. Yeah.
Does he record at the same time? I know he records the same night. But, you know.
1 half hour after us, so in about 15 minutes he starts. So we could have him on for half the show or something.
Forget that. We could just do a Jawbone Extra Life crossover, and we put half of the show on ours and then half of it on his.
That is a brilliant idea.
Let's do it.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah. Who, me?
Yeah, because my computer that you're on stopped working, except you can hear me.
I can still hear you.
Nothing's working. Mouse is frozen. Screen's frozen.
Are you still recording?
Keyboard does. Oh, yeah. Hells yeah. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, yes, yeah,
anyway, the power of Skype compels you, dude. Sheesh.
Good enough.
I'm just let it roll. Who cares? We'll fix it at the break. Anyway, so there you go about Len. James White wrote in or called in with a question as well. Let's hear what he had to say.
Hey, Scott. This is James White. I called the show last week, and you played my birthday message. And you had wondered how old I was. The irony, you play the clip in the 27th minute going into the 28th minute, and it was my 28th birthday. So there's some pretty cool stuff there. I wanted to say happy birthday to O, and still loving the show. Take care. Bye.
Dum, dum, dum.
That was very ironic. Isn't it ironic, don't you think? So he's 28 as well. So not only ironic that it came at the 27th minute, which is a little creepy, I have to admit, but he's also the same age as O. So congratulations to you both. You would eternally find love in each other's arms.
Yeah.
Got a question.
Young for at least 10 years.
Indeed.
And then you'll be old.
Indeed. Yeah. You know these IP relay things we get?
Oh, yeah.
We got another one.
Oh, really?
Yep. This one's for Family Guy fans. You can guess what it is. here it is. This poor guy being made to do this for his job. Here it is.
This is IP Relay, operator 9200, the relay message. Hey, Scott, do you want to come to my house and get some popsicles? Thank you, IP Relay, RO9200. Goodbye.
Isn't that great, dude?
I love
come
that.
Come to my house and get some popsicles. You can only wish that guy would have done that.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that would be cool if he'd done the lispy old man voice. We got something about holidays. I think this is British. Well, not that it's in the British language, because that happens to be English, but I think the guy is British.
That's kind of offensive.
A little bit, isn't it?
Scott, this is Chris. I was just wondering what you're doing for the holiday season. It's going to be a great time. Lots of friends and family. Go by Halo 3.
All
right, boy.
All right, do we think that guy's really British, or was that a big fake accent?
What the crap? I didn't even understand what he was saying.
He says he wants to know what we're doing for the holidays, and he says we should go buy Halo 3, I think.
Oh, nice. Yeah, because they don't have enough, because they didn't already sell $300 million worth of Halo 3.
Yeah. Did you hear anymore? In that weekend, it made more money than any single piece of entertainment in the history of the world?
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Wild.
I'm saying is this. If the guys at Bungie are apparently there's a rumor floating around that the guys at Bungie are going to be kind of cut loose from Microsoft.
Yeah.
And then it's an amicable deal. They're not being fired. Nobody's pissed. Nobody's quitting or whatever.
Yeah.
They're just being said, hey, you know, you can now do other things besides Halo. What I would like to know, that's a great thing and all, and that's awesome, and hooray for them to get to do something other than that same game every year.
Hooray!
And that'll be great to see what they come up with. However, don't you think Microsoft should give them some huge kind of bonus and tons of money?
I think so.
And maybe they do.
Yeah.
Maybe they do.
I bet they don't.
You don't think so?
Yeah, they won't.
They said, here, get a sandwich on the way out. Thanks a lot for your time.
Not a chance. Thanks for all the money. Yeah, lost.
Thanks for all this cash.
Work for hire.
Yeah.
It was work for hire. Get out of here. Yeah. We're taking all the profits.
The chat room reminds me that the big record they broke was the Spider-Man 3 opening day sales was broken by the opening day launch sales of the of Halo 3. So that's pretty impressive.
It is pretty impressive.
Yeah, and that has to make the rest of the entertainment industry kind of go.
What? Well, they've been predicting for years that the gaming industry was going to take over for as far as entertainment.
Yeah, and you know, you think at the very least, maybe not take over, but at least sort of start, you know, kind of being equal in that way. Yeah, I'm banking on that coming up in the future.
That's right.
Yeah, Halo 4, it's going to be huge.
Huge.
But Bungie. Bungie won't be doing it. Blizzard, whatever. All right, Seamus called in. he's been grounded.
I thought he was on restriction.
He is. He apparently snuck this in at school or something.
In a world where the biggest ELR fan can't listen. ELR. In a world where the biggest Halo fan can't play Halo 3, even though he owns it, technically. Damn it.
Dude, I'm so sorry, Seamus. For those who are new to the show, Seamus is like the ultimate all-time ELR fan, although Old Man Franks and a few others have kind of been encroaching on his territory.
For a stalker.
Yeah, yeah. As far as stalkers go, he's the king.
Yeah.
And his parents grounded him for his bad grades, his crap grades, and said, no more ELR, no more computer, no more Halo.
Can you imagine? No more ELR?
Oh, how could you
That'd
do
be
it?
Horrible.
How could you survive without a little ELR in your life? You'd probably do just fine. I swear to you, there's something jacked. You know what? I think my 360 controller's confusing the Bluetooth on the other computer. Ah, enough with my testicle difficulties. Thanks, Seamus. Good luck to you. We hope to see you soon. Get your grades up. That's really all it takes. We got one last question. This is one we've never truly answered on the show. I wish O was here to help because he knows where to get it.
Scott, Chris Diamond here. Dude, where can I find Future Sport? I've been wanting to see that movie since the first time Obsidian said Dean Cain. Come on, man. What is that? That and Tron. I can't find those guys. Like, you have to go to Amazon.com or where? Let me know. Bye.
All right. You can find Tron on Amazon.com. You can also find it on Buy.com and about a billion other places. Future Sport, you can usually find at like some blowout $5 crap fest Walmart rack. You can find it anywhere, dude. I have no problem. I see Future Sport everywhere I go. Maybe it's just Utah. We have an oversaturation of that film. I don't know. Maybe where he lives. And by the way, Chris Diamond, cool freaking name. I'm Chris Diamond. That's cool. Anyway, what do you think, Brian? You think you got to have this stuff even down where you live, down in the bargain bin, down to the Walmarts?
Yeah, all we have is Deliverance. just stacks and stacks of Deliverance.
Really? That's funny. Stacks of Deliverance. Nobody wants to buy that down there. It's just too close to home. It's too close. You know what? I will tell you what my Walmart has a ton of, and if you're interested, I'm sure they can give you a lot of them. They have those dollar DVDs, and they have stacks and stacks and stacks of... now I've forgotten the stupid show. The one with Andy Griffith. The Andy Griffith Show.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And what's funny about it is apparently they couldn't get the licensed rights to play that. And so they play some other song at the beginning.
I hate that crap.
I know. It's like, give me a break. It's just a DVD.
They do it on TV now, too.
Oh, they
do? I don't know what happened. So I don't know if this one guy is hoarding the copyright laws to, you know, well, better not whistle it, huh?
Yeah, we'll get in trouble, dude.
But
only 30 seconds is all you can do. Then we're in trouble with the RIAA, freaking MPAA, whoever owns rights to that crap. It's stupid. It takes you out of the moment. That show's supposed to have the whistle theme.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. That's like such an endearing part of that show is the opening. I don't know. What do you think about all that RIAA crap with the suing of the woman?
Who got sued? Is this a recent suit?
Yeah, there's they've got several lawsuits in play, but there's been one in the news this week, and that they settled it today.
Oh, they did. Who settled it? Did she get money, or did she get? She have to pay.
Yeah, she had to pay like $200,000 or something like that. But it's still a far cry from what they were talking about.
You know what? I have an admission to make because I've gone to a whole different way of watching TV. Like I don't pay for regular TV anymore.
Yeah.
I'm way behind the times. Like I didn't know Owen Wilson tried to commit suicide.
Yeah, man, where you been?
I didn't know any. I don't know, hardly know any of this stuff. Had I not had to do a cartoon for TVSquad.com about Britney Spears, I wouldn't have known about her crazy thing at the VMAs. I don't know nothing anymore. Seriously, I feel all blocked off.
Craziness will just not stop. She just constantly.
Yeah. Plus, my main media intake is like video game sites and YouTube. And that's it. So, anyway. I mostly
hit dig every day, but sometimes I get sick of reading all the political rants because it seems like half of it up there is going to be something political.
Yeah.
You know, it's either somebody bashing the war or something like that. I'm like, okay, that's fine and all, but I'm trying to be entertained here.
Yeah, I want to have some fun. Yeah. We'll talk about some entertaining stuff here soon because there's some new shows this year I have to recommend.
Oh, man, yeah.
We should talk about that now. Let's talk about this now.
All
right.
Let's do it.
My favorite new show of the season. Let's just do this. It's TV time. TV time with Brian and Scott.
TV time.
And if you haven't noticed, those who are listening, let me just take this moment to notify you that this is a very random show. Now back to the program. My favorite show of the season, without question, without any reservation, because I've seen a lot of the new stuff, although I haven't seen Pushing Daisies, and I hear it's amazing.
It's good. It's good. It's kind of like... what you call it? A series of unfortunate events is kind of like that. It's very tragic, and they've even got a narrated guy that kind of sounds like that.
It's what's his name? Jim Dale. He does the Harry Potter books. Yeah, he's good. I like that guy. He was also in Hot Lead and Cold Feet. If you ever see that old Disney movie, anyway.
But it's great visually. It's a pretty unique concept. The acting's all right.
So you think I'll like it? Because I haven't seen it yet. You think I'll dig it?
I watched the first episode, and it was good. The second one doesn't air until, I guess, this next week.
Oh, all right. Well, I'm definitely interested in that one, so we'll see it.
However,
the best show I've seen, and I know this is, you know, it's a matter of opinion, but I think the best show on TV right now that's new is Reaper.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, my gosh, dude. Freaking
Reaper. Out of all the new ones I've seen, I agree. Reaper has been the biggest surprise.
Oh, yeah, totally. And it's funny as heck. Here's how I describe it. If you could take, and by the way, Kevin Smith directed the first episode and has had a hand in all of it, and it definitely shows. It feels like a Silent Bob and Jay kind of thing in a way.
Yeah.
Very clerkish. But anyway, the what I absolutely loved about it is it's this weird combination of the following things. It's like Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure in a very small way. Ghostbusters, heavily influenced by Ghostbusters.
Yeah, definitely think that.
A little bit of Supernatural thrown in there, a little bit of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, a little bit of Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle. It sounds weird, and I realize that. This is seriously the best new show on TV, and it's on the WC. What is it? WC? That's Water Closet.
CW.
See, I don't even remember the damn network. That's a stupid network.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate because some of the best stuff on TV right now can be found on there.
That's the truth, and I hope those shows can survive. So far, Supernatural has survived all the way to its third season, which should be starting this next week.
Yeah, I love that show. Can't wait
for
that.
Totally stoked about that. Love that show. It's a great show.
Yeah, good stuff. But Reaper, great stuff. Check it out if you haven't seen it. I found out who the fat buddy is, the guy that cracks me up so bad.
The
guy that plays Sock. That's his name, freaking Sock.
Yeah.
He's the dude from Invasion that was the brother that was kind of funny and crazy.
Yep.
Yeah. Remember that show? That show didn't last very
long. Yes, I do. I actually didn't watch all of it. I watched maybe first four episodes.
Yeah. I lost interest when I thought the main character was Dean Cain and it wasn't. Do you remember that guy? That guy looked like him.
I do remember that. Exactly. Yeah. Dean Cain's going to be in a new show. Diggity dog.
He's in prime time. He hasn't done this since freaking the Ripley's Believe It or Not or whatever the hell that thing was.
That's the bad thing. That was a bad casting call. I mean, if I had this guy come in and go, man, looks like Dean Cain, I'd say, hey, what's Dean Cain doing? Let's just call him. Let's get him over here.
You know he's not doing anything. There's no Lois and Clark reunion coming or anything.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, actually, he's going to be on Smallville, isn't he?
Yeah, I did hear about that.
But besides that.
Yeah. Which, by the way, I hear is looking good this season so far. I haven't seen the premiere, but we'll have to check that out.
Yeah.
Chuck, everybody's talking about Chuck like it's the next big awesome thing. I'm kind of torn. I kind of had a little fun with it.
Yeah.
But it ain't that great.
I've watched the first two episodes, and I'm with you. It's okay, but I don't see how far they can go. I mean, really? I mean, if you really think about it, Reaper and Chuck have a lot of similar things to it. They're
totally.
Both working at these little, little stores. Like one of them's like a Best Buy knockoff. Another one's like a Home Depot kind of knockoff. Yeah.
It's called It's called the Workbench.
Yeah, and they're both kind of adventure shows. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if I had to choose between the two, I would definitely take Reaper.
Oh, without question. Yeah, without question.
Chuck is okay. It's okay. The girl in that is really, really good looking.
Dude, the girl in that thing makes me melt like butter. Jeez, she's hot. Woo. And she's older. She's like 34 or something like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she's old, man. She's like almost dead.
She doesn't look 30. That old, though. She is hot. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. I'm married, for heaven's sakes.
And I'll tell you.
Yeah.
I've only seen the first Bionic Woman, and I really hate to say it, but I just didn't.
Disappointed.
Yeah, disappointed.
I think they missed the boat. Don't you think? It's not the feel of it isn't right. Something's up. I don't like it.
Yeah, it's not. It's almost a little bit too dark.
Yeah, and they should have named the place they live. That city should be called Rainville, dude. That place rains all day.
That's the truth.
Stupid.
I don't know. And then she was so cocky by the end of the first episode. You're kind of like, I really didn't want to see that kind of cockiness. Right away, I would have thought it'd been a little further down.
Yeah.
Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah, no, I get it. It's just lame. Yeah. I didn't like it.
Yeah.
I we'll see. We'll give that thing some time. I didn't like Heroes much, although this year I'm not liking Heroes that much either. It's kind of.
I haven't watched any Heroes yet. I've got them recorded. I haven't watched them yet.
Well, it's just kind of hokey. And I'm not going to give any spoilers away, but let me just say somebody turns up naked in a container in the middle of Ireland on a dock. You'd have to see it to get it, but I don't know. And all this back in time stuff with the. But the ancient Japanese feudal period crap, I don't know.
Yeah, that was kind of totally, I mean, that was jumping the shark bad. Yeah. I mean, even going to the website was like that, and they got a whole comic series or something they were going to do with that. It's
well, speaking of which, though, I mean, you could argue that Heroes is pulling stuff that you would see in a comic book. In other words, these crazy twists and this weird stuff showing up is comic bookish. Oh, somebody in the chat room just said it. Said the same thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know who it was. Anyway, sorry, I got distracted.
Are we doing a show or what?
I understand why they do it, and I get it. I just am not finding it to be that compelling of a TV show at the moment, okay? I really liked about the midsection toward the end last year, so far this year. Just wasn't really.
And then the season finale, man,
season finale was a big letdown.
Yeah, that made me mad. I was a little bit perturbed.
Yeah, and can I ask somebody if Horn Rim Glasses guy he's moved to California to hide from the company. I'm not giving anything away. This is all normal expectation from last year. Here's the deal, though, okay? He lives in this giant house in Southern California. Huge. That house, $2 or $3 million, okay? Easy. But he works at a copy store.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why work at the copy. If you're supposed to be laying low, what are you working for anyway? Especially if you can already afford the house, and it obviously has nothing to do with this pay at the copy center. I don't get that. It's stupid. That is a dumb storyline. They need to rethink that a little bit. Anyway, what else is good this year? I'm kind of into. I'm catching up on Friday Night Lights, which actually turns out to be one heck of a show.
Really? I don't know.
Have you seen it?
No, I haven't. I'm not into those kind of shows movies.
But you actually think it's something it isn't. I guarantee you, because I thought the same thing. I thought the same thing. You thought it was a football movie where it's mostly about the football and the teams and the whatnot for the football. It isn't that at all. In fact, it's not even close. It is a very unusual show, and the biggest problem I have, okay, it's based on a book, and the movie was based on the book, and now you have a TV show based on the book. To anybody who doesn't know anything about it, looks at it and goes, oh, great, I hate spinoffs. This is like, I don't know. What's a good example of that? MASH was successful, but what else? Everything else sucks when they do that.
Yeah.
it's true. It's nothing like what you think, and it is really compelling, really good stuff, and I'm prepared. I'm close to saying it's one of my favorite things ever on TV.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Highly recommend it. You don't have to be Texan or even like football to get into it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Dude, you like I swear. You got to try it.
I'll try it.
All right, geez.
I don't know.
You live in America, man. You got TV. Unlike poor O. I still cannot figure out why this computer just isn't working. But yet you're talking to me, which is amazing.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right, enough of TV. Good times. Watch what you want. Do what you got to do. Zune. Let's talk about the Zune real quick before we take a break. All right. Everyone knows I'm a big Apple head. I like all the Apple crap. I got all the freaking iPod, this and that. I'm very happy with my iPod Touch. It is what I wanted when the iPhone came out, a iPhone without the phone. I didn't want the contract. Didn't want all that poop. So I went with the Touch, and I really, really like it. Well, it turns out Microsoft is ready to release a new line of Zunes that I have to say look not too bad.
They look pretty good.
Yeah. Did you see the video of the interface and all that? Or
I haven't seen the video yet. I've seen the lineup of the different colors and things they're going to do.
No more brown.
What's that?
No more brown, I think. I think they got rid of the brown.
Well, the green's supposed to be the new one that's supposed to be doing.
Oh, all right. Is it poop green just so people can still have a poopy color?
Poopy green, yeah.
Poopy green.
It'd be pretty. The good thing about a really interesting question we got to ask is what's Microsoft up to by giving us free software upgrades on that old one?
Yeah, that's what I heard. So is that the whole interface and everything? You get the whole new setup? Am I getting that right? Or what's the point of that upgrade?
From what I understand, that's what it is. It's supposed to be an upgrade to all the interface and everything, which begs the question, is Microsoft desperate or are they just trying to do good?
I'm going to go with a little of both.
Yeah.
Zune sales are abysmal. And I'm all for more competition in this market, so I think it's great that they're continuing to push it. And pretty much Microsoft's the only company that could really do this, and really make a strong run right now.
Yeah, yeah. Look at the 360.
Yeah.
I mean, when they said, we're going to get into the gaming market, everybody said, But look at the Xbox.
Well, yeah, the 360 is doing really well. Halo's selling machines left and right this last week. They were even beating the Wii for once, and that was nice, although the DS is still killing everybody, but... The point is that if they keep at it, they can do it. Now, keep in mind, the 360 is still in the red. They haven't made a profit yet. And the Zune was, kind of...
I mean...
Yeah. Well, give it time. It'll all even out. But if you're a Zune fan, then this is good news. You got a new machine coming. New device. It's very exciting.
A new device.
I sound like I'm kind of being positive about it. Well, it's because I am.
Yeah, I know. What's up with that?
Well, I'm
what
all
is up with that?
I'm all for good, solid, good devices. And what we've seen so far, it looks cool.
I think we're being positive about it because O's not on here for us to harass because, you know, he's got a Zune in it. If he was on, we'd really have given him some crap about it. But, yeah.
Didn't he get the brown one?
He got the brown one.
I think he got it so it would blend into the Colombian surroundings. So nobody would kife it from him.
Yeah, yeah. Nice.
Anyway, interesting there. So we would call that.
He could buy three villages with that Zune.
That's true, dude. He could rule over the villages. Yep. Okay. Oh, you know what? Let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about my pizza story, which is good times. Trust me on that one. And we'll talk about the PS3 dropping to $400 possibly. A little advice from me and a very special birthday that isn't O's. We'll be right back.
Hello?
Hello and welcome to ELR. If you know the name of the poo joke that you'd like to hear, press 1.
Thank you for listening to Scott Johnson on Extra Life Radio.
Hey, everybody, we're back. Thanks for hanging in there for the little break item. We're back. Before we go on, I just want to give a quick shout-out to a listener who lives in Texas. Wanted me to give a shout-out to his girlfriend. Her name is Nicole. So GamerMan1 to Nicole. How's it going? Nicole. You're totally hot. Can we make out later? Amen.
I thought she was going to ask her to marry him.
No, I don't know. Although we're still waiting for that. So come on, somebody get married. We got another guy. Ustreamer4892 says hi to Sherry. Oh, Sherry.
That's
sorry,
right.
That's bad. All right. So happy, whatever. If you guys do want to do that, actually, I'm really seriously, honestly looking for the day when somebody wants to get married and they use this show to do it. We will plan it out so it's really subtle and way cool, and it's going to be awesome. So somebody somewhere has to do this at some point. So when you get married, don't forget about us and make your. The problem is getting a girl to listen to this who isn't Samantha Jane or some other cool geek chick. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
It kind of screws us. Anyway. Oh,
jokes. All those dang poop jokes you always want to tell.
Exactly. That's not engagement material. That's poop. Poop.
We guarantee you we'll tell a poop story and then
and we'll slip it in there. For you. Yeah. Speaking of poop, Bill wants to know if Sheila will marry him. Anyway.
If Sheila will marry his poop.
Well, it comes with the whole package, right?
That's right.
All right. Enough of that. Let's move on. I wanted to talk about a pizza story. I know that sounds weird. We're going to bring in a buddy of mine if he's there. I'm going to try to add him to the conference. I'll do that while I talk. But today I have another friend named Brian. I got a lot of friends named Brian. And this other Brian. Well, hello, dear.
My I never said Brian. I was your friend.
Hello.
Oh, hey, Brian Densley. Dude, what are you doing?
Not much, man. What are you doing?
I'm bringing you into the show, man. You're live on the freaking air. You got freaking cat hair and bamboo down there just like Obsidian or what? What's your internet made out of?
It's probably all the porn I'm downloading.
Oh, bastard. Downloading torrents. All right. Well, this is everybody. This is Brian. I'm sorry I had to pause the podcast for a minute. The funniest thing happened. I'll tell you guys this is a story. Brian was actually here. Not Brian Dunaway, the other Brian. He was here a little bit earlier tonight. And Brian, you know those ladies that were here selling the shoes?
Yeah.
Okay. My wife's having a shoe party. Anyway, it's a long story. But the lady who drove the big truck, the big trailer... She backed it out of the yard and ran right over the top of a fire hydrant. That thing's out there just hosing the neighborhood.
No way.
Yeah, there's like...
Oh, great. I missed it.
I know, dude. There's four police cars and two fire engines.
No way.
In front of my house, just
really?
Lights going.
In the time that you've been sitting inside.
Yeah, I missed the whole thing. Yeah, my wife came in. She poked me and whispered in my ear, pulled up my headphone and went...
That trailer was huge.
Yeah, it was big, and the girl,
a lot of shoes.
Yeah, the girl that drove it a little slow, if you know what I mean. Anyway, so let's talk about pizza for a second. I just got to bring Brian in for this because he was responsible for this. But earlier today, I get this call. It's from Brian Densley, my good friend, right there on the right here listening to us now or on the thing. What the hell am I talking about? Anyway, he calls me, and he says, "Hey, you need to go and put this on your site." I said, "What is it?" He says, "It turns out that Domino's has this code that like hardly anybody knows about, where you can go log in and you can order a pizza and they'll deliver it and it's free. It doesn't cost you a thing if you use this promo code. I'm like, sure, dude. He just went and got his, so I thought, I'll do it. So I ordered it up. Sure enough, it worked, and it said it'll be there in 20 or 30 minutes. Well, right before I called it in, I posted this on the blog. So all the details, where to go, what to do, and everything else. About an hour and a half go by, and I'm thinking, dude, our pizza is freaking late.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is going on? So I call the Domino's location here, and he goes, hi, thanks for calling Domino's. Can you hold for a minute? I'm like, oh, yeah, sure. So I put so the guy goes on hold. He puts me on hold, and then he's gone for 10 or 15 minutes, seriously. I'm listening to music that's really bad, and the lady would pop in once in a while and go, have you tried our freaking hot chicken wings? They're really good, something, something. So that was happening, and
try popsicles.
The guy finally comes back and he says, sorry, sir, what is that I can help you with? I said, I'm just checking on my order. I ordered about right around noon and we haven't seen it yet. And he says, oh, dude, I don't know what happened, but right at noon, we got 50 internet orders using some code where everything's for free.
Oh.
And our guy's in a car with 50 pizzas trying to deliver them to this small little, you know, part of town.
Yeah.
So basically, we screwed him up because I know I have a lot of readers in the Salt Lake in the Utah County area, and I'm sure that they sort of flooded this guy pretty immediately. Anyway, pretty awesome stuff. So I just got to thank Brian Densley for his awesome idea.
Yeah, thank you for destroying Domino's.
It's a good chance.
Yeah, I found out.
I have friends at school that are planning on living on this pizza for till it runs out.
Until it's the 10th, right? It goes till the 10th, I think, something like that. Well, if you live in the United States and you eat Domino's pizza, we think until the 10th of October, unless they pull this code altogether, and I, for one, would not be shocked if they did, they don't understand the internet is what I'm saying.
Apparently. Because,
yeah, this stuff spreads like wildfire. I don't know how stupid they are, but anyway.
What's the code? Do you want to say it now?
I'll say it. Oh, hells yeah, I'll say it. It's click. It's simple. C-L-I-C-K.
Click.
Use that code.
Go
ahead.
That's weird. Because I remember seeing some. Weren't they giving away like Click DVDs or something with their
orders? I don't know.
Or something? Or am I thinking about something else?
Maybe. I don't know. You sometimes think of things that aren't true.
I know. Sometimes it was probably a dream.
It may have been a very bad dream. It may have been. But Brian, can you tell us, Brian Densley, if this thing works if you do it day after day, or can you only do it the one time?
I don't know. Some of the things on the internet said it was per like email account registration.
Yeah, and that's it.
So.
All right, so maybe I could do a bunch of fake email accounts. I'm just trying to figure out how I can eat for free for the next week.
You should just use your Gmail account. You get a lot of
I got a few of those
invites left.
Here's the cool thing: is in my in the comments, somebody said this is a win-win for me. The only way I'll ever eat Domino's is if it's free. So thanks, Extra Life. It was pretty cool. Anyway, so if you guys need a good deal, click is your code and do it. And I understand a few places actually it worked for a while and then quit working. So maybe they got wise to it. But it must have been a logistical nightmare. And this guy literally said to me, he said, I don't know what's going on at corporate, but this code thing is a bunch of crap. He said that on the phone. And I, of course, played dumb. I was like, oh, really? That's terrible. I'll talk to you later.
Too bad. Get my pizza.
Dude, the pizza was good, too, I have to say. Maybe I was just craving it, or maybe it was because it was
probably
because
it was fresh.
Yeah, and plus it felt kind of like sneaky pizza, like pirate pizza.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean.
Stolen pizza always tastes better anyway.
Like hacker pizza, if you will. We'll call it that.
Yeah. Hacker pizza.
So Brian Densley, do you want to hang around till the end of the show, or what are you doing right now? Do you want to hang around?
Sure.
All right. Well, yeah. Let's keep you on.
What else am I going to do? Homework.
Yeah, and it won't be confusing at all to have two Brians.
No.
It'll be easy. All right. So there's your pizza story. Brian Dunaway.
Yes.
You don't have a 360.
Johnson.
Do you?
No, I don't.
You don't have,
I wish I did.
You don't have a PlayStation 3?
No.
Do you want a PlayStation 3?
Yeah, you're giving them away?
Yeah, for $400.
Wow.
See,
$300.
That should have
nice.
Been the price in the beginning.
Well,
that
no.
That should have been the price.
You're absolutely right. However, the fact that it may only be $399 come this holiday, does that push you at all to want to get it? Plus a copy of Spider-Man 3 on Blu-ray?
If I had a choice between a PlayStation 3 and a Nintendo Wii, I would still have to go with the Nintendo Wii.
Wow, look at
but
you.
But that's my situation because I have kids.
Yeah. No. I think that makes pretty good sense. But this is actually in the range that I might consider it. Brian Densley, who will from now on be known as BD, not to be confused with Blu-ray discs.
Or Brian Dunaway.
Oh, you both have Ds. all right, we're going to call... I don't have a good nickname.
We planned this, you know.
Apparently.
They like to call me Sasquatch, if that helps any.
Yeah, by the way...
No, that's my nickname.
Dear listeners, you should know that if Brian Densley actually lived in the neighborhood somewhere, he would probably be on the show more often, because... I'm a big fan of all the things Brian does. But let me ask you this question. You just picked up a 360 Elite.
Because the internet's not very easy to use
no.
voice.
Yeah, no, not
it's
at all.
It's pretty hard.
It's kind of a pain in the butt.
So I got to drive to Scott's house.
Yeah, that's what what's his name used to do?
The other
what's
guy.
His name? That's funny.
He'll love it that you called him the other guy, or the what's his name. He'll love that.
What's his name? Remember that guy?
Yeah.
Remember that guy?
Remember
what's
Mark?
His name?
Yeah.
Mark Larson. Yeah.
The everyone thought was gay for a while. Anyway, he's not gay. Funny. I can confirm that he's not gay.
Oh, poor old Mark. We gave him a hard time. It's no wonder he quit.
Yeah, no kidding.
that and his gambling habit.
That and the gambling habit. Yeah, that was a problem. But so, Densley, you got an Elite, right? The black one?
Yep, the black one.
Now, had the PS3 been only $490 or $399 at the time, would that have altered your decision?
I don't know. Probably not. Not at this time.
Because there's still a whole lot of really fun stuff to play on your 360 right now, and not so much on the PS3. Hello?
I'm a loyal Sony fan, too, but...
What are you watching, dude? You got some damn TV show on. What is that?
He's watching TV. He's not even paying attention. Huh? You talking to me?
Hello?
Ryan?
Yeah, I'm hearing a big echo.
Yeah, I think you're getting... You must be listening to the website.
Did it pop up?
Yeah, if you go to Maestro Life, it'll pop up automatically.
Yeah, you have to pause it.
Oh, yeah. How about that?
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. He's a newbie. He's never done this before.
It's like the radio space always do. Sir, could you please turn off your radio?
All right. I'm going to do, while we fiddle with that, I'm going to do a little bit of advice. Now, we got a lot of good feedback about Scott's advice. I even got a new intro for it. Check this out.
It's time for another edition of Scott's Advice with Scott Johnson.
Okay, big thanks to the person who made that I can't remember their name. But thanks. honestly, I seriously can't remember his name. I had it here somewhere.
Never
I lost it.
Anybody's name. Yeah.
Anyway. Anyway, someone in the chat room maybe tell me. Okay, here's my advice today. Brian and I both dabble in the web comicry. That's Brian Dunaway. And Brian Densley's actually a decent artist. He just doesn't let it show. And he's watching TV. He must be getting lagged. Dude, you're still torrenting something.
He must be getting lagged, exactly.
Yeah, that's what it is. Anyway, I'm not even sure he can hear me now.
He's probably going to hang up in a second.
Yeah. I can call him Pubis McPubis Pants, and he wouldn't even know. Anyway, here's the deal. Brian is, like I said, does the web comics on occasion. Wish we'd do, correct, he'd do more. Me. Everyone write in and tell him he should do more.
I'll tell you what. If I can get 50 people to email me and say that I need to put the comic strip back up, I will do it immediately.
Wow, 50 people. You guys heard it. You guys heard it. There's 126 people listening to this. 50 people tell Brian to do it, he'll do it.
If I can get that kind of pressure, I'll do it.
Oh, we lost Brian.
Lost him. Brian@studiom80.com.
Yep, Brian@studiom80.com. All right, that's not the point. That's not the advice. I'm not advising Brian.
That's not the advice.
The advice is this. I get emails all the time. Hey, Scott, I really like your comic. I've been reading it for 5 years. Zubba, 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 blah, 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 blah. That's great. Yeah. And then they say, I'm thinking of starting my own comic. What are your recommendations? This happens almost every day. What are your recommendations for forums, where to sell T-shirts and mugs, and who to get for advertising? All right.
So putting the cart a little bit ahead of the horse.
Just a little bit. That cart is way behind the horse, or way in front of the horse. It's so far in front of the horse, it's almost behind it again. honestly, here's my advice. Start your comic, work really hard at it for like 6 months, get a good, strong audience going, make relationships with other artists, with other comic creators, with different sites on the web that might be able to help you get some traffic, but work hard at the quality of your work in general. Fine-tune your skills, hone your artistic talent, get better and better at your writing, get sharp all around, and then see how things go. You'll do nothing but burn out and be completely disappointed. If you start to do all that stuff right off the bat, you're going to be screwed.
Absolutely, because it really takes a lot to focus on that stuff. I mean, it really does. I mean, to really nurture it like it needs to be.
Yeah.
Plus, forums and stuff are useless if you don't have anybody in there.
Yeah, you need people first. And trust me, I tried to... I mean, some of this is from experience. When I first started the comic back in 01, I tried to have forums pretty quickly, and that was kind of lame. There just wasn't anyone in there, and like, nobody cared.
Yeah.
Now it's a huge, bustling nightmare, and I don't even go in there for other reasons, but... I mean, I do, but anyway, the point is the point is that you don't need all of that first. You gotta pay the dues. You gotta work at it. And this isn't to say that you're not super talented already, or that you couldn't jump right in and entertain millions. You probably could. I mean, I don't know, but the goal should not be to spend a bunch of time worrying about how you're going to sell stuff. You got to spend a bunch of time worrying about making the product people will return for every day.
Exactly.
Yeah. So do that. And quit trying to sell T-shirts the first week. That's bad. Bad idea. Nobody will
T-shirts for sale.
Yeah, no one will buy one. You'll buy one for yourself, and you'll wear it, and all your buddies will see it, and then you'll talk your couple of buddies into wearing it, and then you'll burn out on the whole thing and quit your comic in a week. So don't do that. Don't do that. Take it from me.
True.
6 years later, I'm just barely starting to see the benefits of all those things.
Yep.
It just takes a while. And maybe it'll be shorter for you, and maybe it'll be longer for you. I mean, look at everyone says, oh, look at the Penny Arcade guys. They're doing so good with this and that and the other thing. They've been at this for 11 years.
Yeah, exactly.
10, I guess. Wait.
When did they sell their first shirt?
I think 98. I don't know. But I don't think they did a lot of that merchandise stuff till, you know, the early 2000s, and they started in 98. Yeah, yeah. So you got to just get some time.
I think it's all about having fun to begin with anyway.
Yeah.
Don't think of it as a... we got to think of it as business somewhat, but I mean, I think it's all about having fun and doing it and just, you know, cracking your friends up, and that's where it all starts at, and then grow from there.
Yeah, absolutely. So do it, damn it.
Do it.
Okay. I don't want to miss anything. Oh, we got to say happy birthday. I almost forgot. Big happy birthday.
This is going to be the happy birthday show, because I think we've said happy birthday to like
but we said it to Obsidian, so we've done that. True. But we haven't said it to the Atari 2600.
That's right.
Which is 30 years old this week.
30 years old.
That's crazy time, dude. People are playing combat 30 years ago. Woo!
That is wild, crazy stuff.
Yep.
I can't believe it.
I was 7 years old or 8 years old, something like that. It's crazy.
Man.
Anyway, that ages me, doesn't it? Woo. But anyway, yeah, happy birthday, Atari 2600. Too bad the Japanese killed you.
Yeah, the funny thing is it looks older than 30 years when you look at it. You're like, wow, wood grain? Really?
Come on. It looks like the side of somebody's station wagon.
What? Nothing says technology like wood.
I think it's a good point. I have one sitting right over here. I'm looking at it in my closet, and it's just sitting there. I don't use it anymore, but it does look old. The big toggle switches on it, big fat cartridges. Good times. Good times. I think it supported like 3 colors or something, 4 colors. But, you know, back in the day, that was awesome. So
it was. Yeah. It was incredible.
Yeah, and thankfully, you know, we all play in our Wiis, and we all got our 360s and our PS3s and our PCs that are all souped up and stuff. We need to take a moment and look back at where it all started. So, way to go, Nolan Bushnell. Too bad that Chuck E. Cheese was such a tanker for you. All right. One last thing before we do a crappy movie of the week. Yay, we're doing a crappy movie of the week.
Ari?
Yeah. Hell's
dude,
yeah.
That's excellent. I've been missing that so much.
Me too.
I really missed the crappy movie of the week.
Me too. It makes up for not having O here, which, you know.
Yeah.
We always feel a little discombobulated when he's not here. I can't get Brian back in the chat, so I'm going to give up now. Sorry, Brian Densley. We'll have him on again, though. He's a good guy. I like
do it. Yeah, he seemed nice from when I could.
Oh, he's awesome. He's one of my favorite geeky friends of anyone I know. Oh, by far. Yeah, I think he's great. If I could figure out a way to include him in something I'm doing, I'd do it now. I just got to figure it out.
Who's your favorite gay friend?
You.
Is it Mark?
No, you are. You still are.
Nice.
Okay, let's do What was I going to do? Oh, I wanted to let you guys know. For those who didn't know or haven't been reading the blog, the ELR t-shirt sale is still on. You can get ELR t-shirts for like $9. A little bit more than that.
No way.
Yeah. Now is the time.
Send me one.
Yeah. Someone buy Brian a shirt, will you?
Yes. Send me one for free.
Yeah, he needs one bad. Let me look it up. I guess I'm going to the Z Stuff store. Do not spell it Z Stiff like I just did. We go to the Extra Life store. I just want to make sure I give you the right details. If you get the How Are the Graphics shirt, the Extra Life Radio shirt, Geek Tested, Nerd Approved, and the girls version of that, all three of those shirts are only $9.95 for a limited time. You can still get the Dumb Jedi shirt, but that one's still full price. So you want to get the take advantage of these deals. So if you haven't got an Extra Life Radio shirt, the ELR shirts are going fast. You want to get your hands on one. You can click the store link on the site at myextralife.com, or you can go straight to zstuff.com/extralife, and there it will all be. All right.
And use the coupon code CLICK.
Yeah, CLICK, and you'll get a free pizza.
Pizza.
A free pie. Yeehaw. Okay, should we do a movie? Let's do a damn movie.
Let's do a movie, dadgummit.
We haven't done this in a while. I don't even know where my... There it is. Here it is.
It's time for Extra Life Radio's Crappy Movie of the Week.
And this crappy movie of the week is brought to you this week by some weird macaroni and cheese thing my wife just fed me.
Mm. Really?
Yeah, and four Kit Kat bars.
And four Kit Kat bars.
Yeah, they're down. They're in my gut right now, making a shape.
Wow, that's nice. I'm so excited about Halloween too. I hate to get off topic, but I can't wait for Halloween.
Oh yeah, dude, I love Halloween. This is my favorite month of the year. I'm so excited. The comics are funner. Doing shows is fun. We're gonna have a blast.
Candy.
Yep. We're totally doing a Halloween skit of some sort. We haven't figured out what that's gonna
be. Great.
Yeah, I'm pumped. Pumped.
Can't wait. For that.
Crappy movie of the week. Let's do this one. This movie is called. It's a big long word, and I think it's different in English, but Dubai Quan Wang Da Po Zu DZ came out in 1975.
Yes. Stick to English.
Well, it actually means the flying guillotine, I guess.
The flying guillotine.
Master of the flying guillotine is the translation.
Isn't a guillotine in like, that's just weird. All right.
It's totally weird. No question about it. I don't know what they were thinking, right. Smoking, or doing. But
guillotine's more like a stationary type object. I wouldn't think it would be flying. But all right, whatever.
Yeah, it's like killer washer dryer combo. It doesn't make sense. Okay. So let's talk about this one. We have a couple of clips here. Let me tell you the plot outline. The one-armed boxer is stalked by a vengeful flying guillotine expert.
Get my left! Uh-oh. Sorry, dude.
Still have phantom pain. Says, let's see. The one-armed boxer is stalked by a vengeful flying guillotine expert, or guillotine, whatever, after his disciples were killed in the first one-armed boxer film. This would appear to be a sequel of some sort.
That is awesome.
Yeah, good stuff. And the guy that teaches him is blind, of course. I mean, you want to be taught.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, duh.
If you're going to fly your guillotine, you may as well have somebody who's blind teach you how to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. All right, so let's play this clip. We got a few of them here, three of them to be exact. This is the introduction.
In the year 1730, during the reign of the Emperor Yung Cheng, one of the early emperors of the Manchu Qing dynasty, many kung fu experts were recruited by the emperor and were taught how to use that fearsome weapon, the flying guillotine.
Mm, excellent.
That. Can't wait.
Yeah, dude, we got to see this one. Not kidding me. All right, speaking of one-armed men, this clip deals with that guy.
Was he the one-armed boxer?
He wasn't the one-armed boxer. He was just a bomb.
I don't care who he was. I intend to kill every one-armed man that I come across here.
That sucks for all the one-armed men that had nothing to do with it.
I know it. Dang it. That is just too good, man. I love it.
All right.
It was the one-armed man.
It was the one-armed man, I swear. This is like their version of the what's it called? Fugitive. I almost said the runaway, the hitcher. Seriously, it's the chocolate talking for me tonight. I don't have any control. Something about the blind man has to be said.
All that I want to do now is to take revenge from that blind man!
Well, don't bother. You aren't good enough.
No one's good enough to fight the blind man.
You couldn't possibly beat the blind man.
You can't do it. You are not good enough. You are a woman, of course. You know what else he says there? He says at the beginning, or she says, it's really bad translation. She says, all I want to do is get revenge on... No. Revenge for or of... Anyway, she says it wrong. Rewind and check it yourself. It's the beauty of podcasting. Good stuff, though. So if you guys want to see it, you can see it. It's also available via Amazon.com in both English, Japanese, Canadian. Yeah, it's in Canadian.
I hear you can get it on beta, too.
And French. Yeah, dude. Well, it says VHS, DVD, and VCD, but not beta.
Really, that's so funny. A movie is so bad that they had to, like, convert it to DVD.
Yeah, it's great. I can't wait to find this on the dollar rack at Walmart. I would actually buy this without question.
Oh, yeah.
And speaking of which, I did actually buy a bunch of Kung Fu movies off there. I'm going to actually tear some of those apart and watch them. And then we're...
I have some of those. Yeah, I have a few that I bought that were a dollar because that's the only one that's really worth getting.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's not only but so many Popeye cartoons you can watch before you're just like, okay.
Yeah. And I know others have heard of this. Some people even call this like the best old Kung Fu movie ever made in the 70s. I've not seen it, so I am kind of excited to see it. Apparently, the first movie was called One-Armed Boxer. So
One-Armed Boxer.
Yeah. So technically, this would be One-Armed Boxer 2. It should still be one because he only has one arm. Anyway, okay, so thanks a lot for that movie. That sounds great, and we can't wait to do more with that. What else we have? We got something else. Do we have anything else? Maybe all we have.
Have anything else? We got anything?
I think we're anything? Good. We may have that. May anything? Be it, dude. That may be it. We would like to start getting submissions. I wanted to take this time of the show to do this. As we work toward Halloween, we kind of want to do a really cool Halloween episode. So I'm looking for good audio, either something you make up that's funny and scary, or just scary, or maybe just funny, something Halloween related, maybe your stories of your favorite Halloween episodes, or not episodes, moments, your favorite Halloween movies. Like I just saw 28 Weeks Later and holy moly, that thing scared me. So movies that you really liked about Halloween. So, and that kind of stuff. So send us your submissions. Anything you think would contribute to a good Halloween show, we are highly interested in doing that. And if we pick some winners, you guys will get some special Halloween prints right from me.
Yes. Or some candy.
Do not eat the candy. Brian puts razor blades in his candy bars. I'm warning you now.
Mm.
Yeah, good times. So make sure you guys do that. It's early yet. It's, what, the 4th today?
Yeah.
So there's plenty of time to get submissions in. And I don't even know when the Halloween show would be. It'd be like, let me just look it up here, folks. It would be the 25th because the 1st is the Halloween's actually the 31st. So it'd be 25th. Yeah. Wait a minute. Is that right? Yeah. So let's see. That gives you 1, 2, 3 weeks. 3 weeks, folks, to put your stuff in. That would be awesome. So please do that. We would really like it. That brings us to the end of another episode of Extra Life Radio. We were going to do phone calls, but my wife is currently on the phone working out this police issue. So
I love that.
No calls tonight. I apologize. Not my fault. We got a lot of stuff to play at the end of the show, so make sure you check that out. Big thanks to Brian. Big thanks to me. big thanks to the other Brian who popped in for a minute. We'll try to have him back on when his internet is less screwy. Thanks to Sebastian. Thanks to Rob. Thanks to Mark. Thanks to all of you in the chat room. Thanks to everybody else who listens to the show and makes it all that it can be and more. Thanks to everybody who contributed with calls. Thanks to GoDaddy.com, where you can use Life1, Life2, or Life3 as your code and save money. Go check them out. Go to MyExtraLife.com and look at GoDaddy codes at the top of the page. You'll learn all you need to know there. For everything else you need to know, check out MyExtraLife.com. There's a great way to contact us there. Maybe you can give us a phone call. The GOB line is 801-471-0GOB. You can also email me, extraliferadio@gmail.com. We look forward to your contact and your feedback, and we'll see you guys next week for show number 155.
This is your weekly dose of BS from Alexis Santos. Up this week is the word agglomeration. Agglomeration is an extremely versatile word and can be used in many ways. For example, oh man, my agglomeration is acting up. I think I've got to leave early to let my doctor check it out. Or, my dad's getting his gallbladder agglomerated on Tuesday. Sorry I can't make it to your insert event here. Although agglomeration can be used like this, watch out for those who really know it means a confused or jumbled mass. This has been your weekly dose of BS, brought to you by ELR, the word agglomeration, and the Texas Rangers. And remember, there is no theory of evolution, just a list of creatures Chuck Norris has allowed to live.
Hello, ELR listeners. It's another month and a new entry to the Major Spoiler Series Trades That You Should Own. I'm going to continue the theme of teenagers who find out their parents are evil with The Runaways from Marvel Comics. It's not quite Invincible, but it's one of those trades that I highly recommend. The concept behind the first volumes of Runaways is pretty simple. Six kids are forced to hang out with one another every year when their parents meet for their annual philanthropy get-together, only things are a little different this time. Instead of hanging out in the rec room, they discover a hidden passage that leads to a one-way mirror where the teens find out their parents are members of LA's worst supervillain crime family, the Pride. From there, the teens decide to make their escape to find out what's really going on, and in the process, discover they have powers similar to their parents. There's the spellcaster, the techno-muscle, the alien, the all-powerful mutant, the time traveler with a genetically made velociraptor that obeys her every command, and the tactical thinker that leads this ragtag team of runaways. As diverse as their powers are, what I really like about this series is the diversity of the teens. While most of the team is female, the ethnic diversity and body types are great to see in a superhero comic. Now, if you think this book is for kids, guess again. While the protagonists' age range from 12 and 17, the themes and adventures get pretty dark and pretty intense. I like the fact that the kids want to do good, but also don't want to be superheroes. Brian K. Vaughan continues to shine as a writer, and the art by Adrian Alfano and Takashi Miyazawa looks great as well. Runaways Volume 1 kind of reads like a season of 24, with events taking place in a matter of days or weeks instead of months or years, and there is a definite conclusion to the story. The Runaways learn how to use their powers and become a team, find a little romance along the way, and work to bring justice to their evil parents. There's one wrench in the works, though. One of the runaways is a traitor. Now, I'm not going to spoil this big revelation, as it's a major plot point and will ruin the entire story if it's revealed too early. Even though this first outing for the runaways is set in the Marvel Universe, there's little interaction with the other popular characters. Sure, Captain America and Cloak and Dagger show up, but their appearances are brief at best. I didn't think I was going to like the series, but after reading Volume 1, I'm hooked. I also picked up Volume 2, which continues the team's adventures, about halfway through the tome, and while it doesn't have the punch of the first one, it's still very enjoyable. For Runaways Volume 1, I would highly recommend getting the hardback collection, as you'll be able to get the entire story in one book instead of being broken up over several paperbacks. The price is just right, too. $35, 448 pages of action-packed adventure? That can't be beat. Head over to MajorSpoilers.com for more news, reviews, and interviews, and I'll see you next time.
Hi, everyone. This is Mark with your 3-minute movie review. This week's movie, a classic, A River Runs Through It.
My brother Paul and I grew up in a time when the land was still untouched.
Montana, there are three things we're never late for: church, work, and fishing.
It was a world of wonder and possibility, but it was a tough world, too.
We're picking your brother up too much, like me.
Why is it the people who need the most help won't take it?
All memories become one. And a river runs through it.
I highlight this movie for two reasons. One, because it is supposed to be a classic. The other reason is because, well, I haven't been able to get out to any new movies, and so this is kind of like the backstop. So, anyway, A River Runs Through It. It's directed by Robert Redford, about two boys growing up in a Montana town. Brad Pitt was known as the young Robert Redford when this movie came out. And it details these two boys, different types of boys. One's the brash, confident one. The other boy is actually the older one, but he's the more reserved one. It tries to chronicle the way that they change and grow from young boys up through manhood. The movie didn't really quite resonate with me, and I think the reason why is there really isn't a whole lot of detail about these boys, about these guys. it really doesn't seem to follow them or really get into who they are or what they are. The older boy, it never really seems to have any purpose or any drive of what's going on. He's just kind of going with the flow of life. Even when it comes to dating and marriage, he seems to be going with the flow. Brad Pitt playing the very confident, brash, but one who gets into trouble all the time. You don't really feel any connection with him. He just seems like an enigma. In fact, they both seem like enigmas. So it seems like a kind of a cold movie that you really just, at least I did not really seem to become involved with these characters. So I can't say that it's one that really grabbed me at all. Whether that's Robert Redford's direction or whether the material itself didn't lend to it, I don't know. The book is supposed to be an American classic, and I have not read it. But I think it really, again, it really lacks from having any real feeling. All the characters seem distant, seem a little wooden at times, and you really don't feel any sympathy for the Brad Pitt character as he goes down his path of self-destruction, or you don't feel any real sympathy for the family as he does it. It's a beautifully done movie because it is constantly out in nature in Montana, but other than that, as far as a character study of these people, it really rings hollow.
Hello, Extra Life Radio listeners. This is Rico from the Treks in Sci-Fi podcast with this week's review for you. I started to watch some of the new fall TV, talked about it a little bit on last week's review, and this week I'm going to do the same. This week, just one quick review of a new show that started on CBS last Friday night. The show is called Moonlight. Basically, the show is about a vampire detective, not unlike the Angel television show from a few years back. Basically, this character's name is Mick St. John. He's a private eye and also happens to be a about 90-year-old vampire. He's played by an actor named Alex O'Loughlin, who was actually up for the James Bond role before it went to Daniel Craig. There's a female reporter in the show as well. Her name is Beth Turner on the show, played by Sophia Miles. There's basically sort of a little love interest thing going on between the two of them as well. This show is, again, on Friday nights on CBS, I believe 9 p.m., and I think it's got a lot of potential. A lot of people have said it's too much like other vampire shows, Angel, and there was another one, Forever Night, I believe, these vampire detective shows. But there's something a little different, kind of nice about this show. I like it so far, and I think the actors are good. So check it out if you want to see one of these new fall TV shows in the vampire realm. Moonlight on CBS, Friday nights. This is Rico signing off for this week.
Fascinating.
So you think 400 emails is not enough? Well, now we bring you about 800 to 1,000 after that Diary of a Cartoonist. And how dare you pick on that poor innocent boy or girl? They're only speaking their natural language. That's how they grew up in. You cannot blame society for molding these children on the internet. You old grumpy man. Get with the program. This is how we speak now.
This is the Captain of Darkness wishing a happy birthday. See ya.
Ow!
Hey, Scott. This is Brandon from Texas. I'm the guy who does Old Man Frank. You probably know that already. Just wanted to call and let you and all my millions and millions of fans to know not to expect me in the chat room tonight or to try to call in during the live segment because I will unfortunately not be able to watch the show live. And that makes me sad. But what makes me happy is the reason I'm doing it is because my best friend is getting married this weekend and I've got to go hang out with him, you know, fulfill all of my groomsmanly duties. All right, I hope you guys have a great show and I'm very sorry I won't be able to see it live. But I will enjoy it greatly when I get home. All right, bye. Oh, and I'll do an Old Man Frank segment for you when I think of something funny to say. All right, bye.
Hello, this is Furt Operator number 22. Message from Seamus. Message begins. Blah. Message ends. Thank you for using Furt Relay.
Hey, ELR crew. This is Bongo Party from the forums. I just wanted to call and wish Obsidian a happy birthday tomorrow.
And so that he can understand what I'm saying, I will say it in his native tongue. Happy O, birthday O, Obsidian, you blow O out the candle O's on your birthday cake O. Just kidding, say Obsidian. Have a good birthday. Keep it real.
Killer washer dryer combo. It doesn't make sense.